Today is Monday, July 29th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life, and it's my little personal journal podcast that I do 5 days a week, and I had to move my microphone again. So anyway, welcome. Welcome to it. And it's Monday. So today, so it is the end of the quarter at work. I know you guys hear so much about work, but work is actually, you know, I mean, that is a lot of what I do in life is work. And luckily, you know, I just want to say, I talked a lot about hating, you know, or being very stressed by my job, and I am. My job is stressing me out a lot right now, and I wish that it wasn't, but I will say that I'm very blessed. There are so many non-religious people, so let me walk back the word blessed. I am very lucky to be in a position where I can do something with programming and technology and things that I love, and I'm, you know, working for a really large company, and I can travel a little bit, you know, because I have a boss in California, so I can go out there, and I get to deal with coding and stuff like that. So all of that is really good. And I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth, you know, when it comes to that. But I will say this, it has been very stressful, and the stuff that I'm going through has been very stressful. So, you know, whatever. It is the end of the quarter, and that's always more stressful, but luckily over the weekend, I was able to get a bunch of stuff done that was really stressing me out, and today we had kind of a team building thing, so I didn't have to do a lot of work. I was forced to go to Dave and Buster's and play games and all of that instead of doing work, but it's fine because upper management wanted us to have a team building, and that's what you do. So other than that, you know, this weekend, we tackled the side yard. So I'm really disappointed because our side yard, and I believe I mentioned this on Friday's episode, but our side yard, we're in a brand new townhouse, or it's a year old. We've been in this townhouse for a year. No one had lived here other than us, and they had just built it whenever we moved in. And the sod that they chose to put down after they, you know, got through doing the construction was the worst sod. I mean, there was barely any grass. It was basically just rolls of dirt that they were putting down with some dead grass. Well, the side yard doesn't get, either it gets too much sun or not enough water, or I don't know what the deal is, but the side yard, the front yard and the back and all of that, the grass is growing. They've mowed it. There's a carpet of grass, but in the side, it's just dirt, basically, and weeds. There's very little actual, and the grass, I don't know what type of grass it is, but the grass that they did choose is that very thin, wispy, kind of like a balding man, you know? I mean, it's like, it's not St. Augustine where it's very thick and healthy, you know, leaves or whatever they're called, blades of grass, you know, that kind of spread and all that. It's these little wispy little, you know, I don't know, pieces of grass that stick up. And it's just not growing well. But anyway, our side yard had, because we had put a fence up and we put bricks and all this to keep Sydney from digging, the landscapers had decided they were not supposed to do anything in the side yard. So we had about 3 to 4 feet of weeds and a little bit of grass in the side yard, so much that Sydney couldn't go out there to use the bathroom. We were walking her and other things. And Shane had decided to poop all over the concrete when he was visiting. That's my parents' dog, not a person. So on Saturday, we got up and we went, and I bought a new, very cheap weed eater, like $20 or $25 or something. We bought a rake. We got a couple of brown, like lawn clipping bags, you know, and then we went out there and I weed-eated, Mark raked everything up, put it in the lawn bag. We got all the poop off the concrete, it had already dried up, luckily. So I took a paint scraper and I scraped the poop up off the concrete, and then I put it in a bag, and then we actually flushed it because we didn't want to put it in the trash. And it was a lot, though. I mean, it's probably like a 5 by 10 foot area. And he had pooped all over that 5 by 10 foot area. So we had to go scrape the entire area down. But it, like I said, luckily it's been very hot here for the past couple of weeks, and it had dried all the poop out. And anyway, so we did that, and we weed eated, and I did the best I could there. And, you know, it looks a lot better, but with the weeds, the yard looked a lot fuller. When I got all the weed eating done, now I'm seeing bare dirt again. You know, there's a little bit of grass and a lot of weeds, but a lot of bare dirt. But because we don't own the house, like I would normally either completely just buy that fake grass because it's a side yard and you can get the grass that's, you know, very not ventilated, but like it's porous, so that water will go through. You know, if they do it correctly, they dig, I don't know, like 6 inches to a foot, and then they put gravel down, and then they put this fake grass on top of it so that when it rains, the water can, you know, can drain appropriately. And if, you know, and it's treated so that if your pet pees on it and stuff like that, that there's no problem. So I would do all that, but I got a quote for that. And it was going to be about $5,000 to do our side yard. And it's a very small side yard. I mean, there's not a lot there. So I can't do it. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to spend that money. But, you know, and they're not going to come and, like, plant new grass or anything like that. And the only other thing is to just completely dig up the grass and then pour, basically, the bark, like the landscaping bark. And just have landscaping bark all on. But I don't think my landlords would really like that. They probably want grass in the side yard. So because I'm renting, we're kind of stuck. There's not really much we can do. But it looks as good as it can. I do want to buy some hanging baskets of like flowers and hang those in the back in that side yard and put some potted plants and stuff like that. Maybe a couple of hibiscus trees. So that we can actually go out there when it gets a little cooler, maybe in September, and, you know, eat burgers out on the side patio or whatever. I'd like to use that space, but I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But at least we accomplished that, so I feel better. And then I had Annie, and Mark and I went to a place for dinner on Saturday night before my Annie concert. So we went to it was only about a 2-minute walk from the theater, and it's called Levi's Gastro Lounge, and it's a bar food kind of place. But I had a really good homemade Sloppy Joe. I don't know if any of you guys have had Sloppy Joe. You must have had a Sloppy Joe, and it had fried onions on top of it and garlic herb French fries. And then we had homemade donuts, with one with a peanut butter sauce and one with a chocolate sauce, and they were warm. And I thought it was really good. Mark had a burger, and I had one of the best cocktails that I've had in a long time. I can't remember the name of it, but it was made with mango vodka. It was like mango and some sort of citrusy, maybe a tonic water or something, with some lime and simple syrup. But it was very mango forward. I'm going to use that word. Anyway, it had a lot of mango flavor. They even put, in the Philippines, you can get these bags of dried mango that are kind of sugary. They have like a sugar powder on the outside of them. They're so good. And they had one of those. They had a piece of mango that had been dried and sugared, kind of dunked in the glass. I had two of those. And I was actually feeling quite tipsy when I went to call for theater. So I played Annie tipsy, basically. But it was fine. It was a little bit more of a struggle, because when you've had a little alcohol, Annie is not difficult, I would say, but there are a lot of differences in key signatures. There are a lot of changes in key signatures and a lot of accidentals and stuff like that. And so trying to play tipsy, and I think Alex Lefebvre listens to this. I think he listens to this podcast. Alex, please email me or tweet me or something and let me know, have you ever tried to play a Broadway show slightly tipsy? It was only two drinks. I didn't have a lot. But I would be interested to know, because I felt like I really had to concentrate twice as hard as I normally do to make sure that, you know, I was getting all the accidentals and, you know, when the key signatures would change and stuff like that, that I really was, I had to just really focus. It felt like my brain was tired after the concert was over. But luckily, this weekend went great. I played really well. I've been really happy with myself. So I finally have got the music under my fingers, and I think it's all going well. The only other thing I wanted to talk about, and I don't have a lot of time, but I got a book that I'm really interested in called The Food Lab, and it's by a guy, Kenji Lopez Alt, and it's The Science of Cooking, and it's gigantic. It's, I don't know how many pages, but I want to say it's 1,000 pages. It's probably more than that, but he goes into all the science of all the different cooking techniques and even disproves a lot of, like, what we conventionally think is correct about cooking. So I've actually been reading this in my spare time, so it's really interesting. Maybe I'll talk about it more a little bit later. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.